It's 5 p.m. and customers are crowding this vegetable market in the northern Indian city of Lucknow. Anuma Rajput listens closely to the vendors and then haggles to bring prices down. She focuses on the onion, an Indian staple used in nearly every dish, whose price has jumped dramatically in recent months.
Onion was 10 rupees, 15 rupees kg. Now it is 20, 40 like that. It's very expensive for the common people.
And for the school coordinator, spending more on produce means having less to spend on other household goods.
If it is so expensive, what will we do for other things also? We have got children, we have to bring them up. Only vegetables is not the basic thing for the children, isn't it?
India's consumer price inflation rose to 10.79% in January, and government figures show that the price of vegetables increased by 26% compared to December of last year. At the Lucknow market, retired Geology Department Director S.F. Farooqi says the government's recent increase in fuel prices is partly to blame.
As far as the vegetables are concerned, it is the impact of only oil. Oil is when goes up. That means the transportation cost increases.
But economists such as D.H. Pai Panandikar say the main reasons for stubbornly high food inflation are not the high cost of transport, nor, as in the case of the onion, last year's drought in parts of the country. He says it's a simple issue of supply and demand.
With the improvement in incomes, people are shifting their consumption pattern from food grains to fruits, vegetables, meat, milk, and so on.
But Panandikar says the government can take certain steps to increase supply and ease prices.
For instance, government can give cheaper loans at cheaper rates of interest for dairies so that they can develop very fast. One thing they can do. Second thing is give the vegetable growers or fruit growers, give them better seeds, which give with the high productivity.
Meantime, analysts say food inflation is not only hurting people's wallets, it has a broader effect on the economy. More money spent on food means less to spend on clothes and other goods, and low consumer demand is causing India's industrial production to continue shrinking, contributing to a gross domestic product that is expected to drop to 5% for the fiscal year ending in March, a record low in a decade. Arup Pandey, VOA News, Lucknow.